North Carolina is home to perhaps the closest gubernatorial race in the country. So it's no surprise that outside groups are buying up airtime to bolster their candidate of choice. But this is surprising. These outside groups have spent 47 times more on campaign ads than the candidates themselves. That's according to a report released this morning. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports on why the race for North Carolina's governor's mansion is becoming a proxy war.
When Ashley Balcerzak finished crunching the data on ad buys in the North Carolina governor's race, she went looking for comparisons. None could be found.
Even the amount of money and the number of groups, we've seen 11 outside groups in North Carolina's governor's race alone.
Balcerzak is a fellow with the nonprofit Center for Public Integrity. She authored the report.
What's really interesting about this race is that most of the spending we're seeing in TV ads aren't coming from the candidates themselves.
Using data compiled by Kantar Media, Balcerzak estimates $3.7 million has been spent purchasing ads to influence the governor's race. Just $78,000 of that total has been spent by Republican Pat McCrory's campaign on a single ad buy.
North Carolina's working again.
Dating back to the Carolina Panthers' Super Bowl run.
Well, there is one solution. Keep pounding, Panthers, and have a super day.
Democrat Roy Cooper hasn't spent a dime on ads to date. But others have been happy to pick up that slack, says Balcerzak.
You've got these big national powerhouses like the Republican Governors Association and the Democratic Governors Association. And you're also seeing this big environmental coalition that's really slamming McCrory for his close ties to Duke Energy and water policy and things like that.
In fact, Democratic outside groups backing Cooper, or rather attacking McCrory, are outspending their Republican counterparts so far by 2-1. But both sides are spending. Balcerzak says it's easy to see why.
It's competitive in the presidential, the Senate race, as well as the governor's race. So they're saying this is a good use of our money.
And yes, part of this has to do with Donald Trump.
A lot of kind of right-wing donors maybe don't support Trump and aren't really sure what to do with their money. So experts are saying, well, maybe then they're kind of funneling this down to down-ballot races.
Take North Carolina's most well-known, deep-pocketed Republican, Art Pope. He has said publicly that he will not contribute to Donald Trump's campaign, but he is donating to at least one outside group running ads in the governor's race.
Real Jobs North Carolina has funding from Variety Stores, Inc., which is Pope's company.
And Balcerzak says there will be more ads to come, including some from the candidates. Both the McCrory and Cooper campaigns have already reserved airtime closer to November at a cost of around $1 million apiece. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.